League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You hear anything?
Hot. Go.
What up, H-Town? Hey! Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Your headphones kill on you? Or what happened?
I'm not hearing anything, so I have to reset. But hey, you guys don't, so that's take it awesome. From here. Welcome. Nick here. Barry here. I'm somewhat here. Good to have you guys all along for the ride. We're here till 4 o'clock, till the Blitz takes you home till 7. We appreciate you fastening your seatbelts and along for the ride. Somehow, hopefully, I will have audio between now and the end of the show.
Oh, you're...
Normally, it's you.
Yeah. Do you have to have a battery in those headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And so, it's not even going in and out. Now it's there. Okay.
Oh, okay. See, so it's not just mine, Nick. That has issues.
I think he just didn't have it plugged in.
No, I did. I had it in, and I didn't hear anything, so I took it out, and I thought I would clear out the jack.
And clear it out back the jack,
in.
Huh?
Yeah, I knew old, that was something. I knew,
the
yeah.
old clearing out the jack move, huh?
Previewing on the fly, I knew it before I said it, and yet I still didn't reel it back in.
So.
That was an interesting start to the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we do it around
Not
here.
The smoothest we've ever had. I was like, why is he looking at his phone? I'm just looking at you, waiting on the what up, H-Town. Joel's just on his phone.
And I'm looking at the clock going, you know, sometimes we're a little late. We're fine. And I thought it was that because there are certain commercials that Nick will tell us, hey, that's a emergency warning system or whatever, and we're not going to hear anything. So I looked at Barry, and I was like, so is that the emergency? And you're like, huh? You're going to? And I'm like, okay.
So, I should have just went, what up, H-Town? He wouldn't have heard me, though, because he has no headphones. So,
well, I'm glad everything is semi-functional.
You know, run it Let's again. Hope. We should do it again. We should start over.
Again?
Run it again. You got to do it right. You screwed it
I
all up.
I still did it, didn't I?
Cut. All right. From the top. Here we go.
Barry Spielberg right, over here directing.
Quiet
called,
on the set.
Step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one.
He's totally not wanting to do this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN.
Why are you making a face? Be ready.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free
Look,
energy
Infuse got a free plug
that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town?
Oh, hey, my guys. God. That was the absolute...
Hey, guys. It's Trey. I'm filling in for Joel. It's Barry. It's
I quit.
Nick. I'm here. I'm going to be on Twitter and
that
Facebook. And NASCAR is my favorite oasis.
Speaking of
and
him, did you
let's
hear
Let's watch he's... movies together sometime or do a blog. Okay.
Did you hear he's getting a big NASCAR name? I think a truck driver. NASCAR
I congratulated him on it. Yeah, from the truck series. You're right.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the truck series isn't awesome. That's really kind of stupid. But the fact that he's getting somebody from the truck series...
That's great.
Pretty awesome for
him. I want to hear that interview.
I want to hear his podcast. Do we have a sample of it?
We
just got a sample of it.
I want to get a sample of it and just play it on the air. Let's listen to it. Let's do that today.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so you're going to find me one before we get off the air?
Yeah, I think it's on. I think it's on the same platform.
Hey, cool. Guys, welcome to Pick a Lane blog with me, Trey.
Pick a Lane? Dude, that is the best. Pick a Lane would be a great name for a NASCAR podcast.
Thought, yeah.
That's a great name. You should do a podcast with Trey.
That's not going to happen.
Pick a Lane.
No.
No? Stay in your lane?
Nick, you could do it. You guys could compare NASCAR driving to driving on 59.
I mean, I did consider it, like, when he first got here, was we went around and we started prank call. We did, like, we were prank calling, like, local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Like, I had him, he was trying to get a flux capacitor for a AMC Pacer. He meant to say the DeLorean from Back to the Future, but he messed that up. But it was pretty funny.
I'd love to hear him just say flux capacitor.
We called mechanic shops. We gas stations, like, everything. And that was fun. That's something I would do with Trey. But every once in a while, I could only do it in doses.
Yeah, I was going to say, I miss Monday movie moments, but I sometimes don't miss the amount of time it took to cut those in the studio, spending time with him. Although he was pretty funny.
The outtakes were what, like, the best part of it.
But it can also be frustrating because you're like, all right, Trey, it's 6 o'clock and I want to go home. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Like, he's just, yeah. But he's a great kid.
He is. I feel like he's getting red-balled. Like, he's not being invited back anymore to intern. I haven't seen him in the station for like 3 weeks.
How is that different than being blackballed?
I just decided because he's got red hair and he's the big red machine.
What the hell is he, the big red machine?
He's the big red machine, so they're redballing him.
Nice. I dig it.
I haven't seen him in a while. I just know that on social media he's dropping knowledge from time to time.
Yeah, about?
Including getting the guy on the truck series and his blog and... Then he goes off on random tangents about takes that people have and things that people have opinions on. And then if someone challenges him, he goes, no, not really. That's not what I meant. I was fine.
So. Adrian said, hey, you guys aren't going to talk about the ESPYs for an hour. No, I don't even want to watch the ESPYs. Who cares? Why would we talk about the ESPYs?
Well, right, exactly. The only reason I brought it up for the Sports Map article and the video is the fact that there's nothing else on now until Friday, with the exception of one game on Thursday. So, you know, if you want to watch, at least there's a Houston feel to it, but that's about it.
Yeah, just get out of the house. Go do something if there's no sports to watch for the next 2 days. And really, you know, you said, oh, it's the week, and then I was like, well, Thursday, there's sports. But really, who cares? Unless you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan, are you like, oh, thank God, There's baseball on. The Cardinals and the Cubs are back. I mean, unless you're a diehard, a lot of people don't care about that.
But think about it.
So it's still a slow season. It's still a slow week.
From the ESPN perspective, though, it's a good move to make because they lost this last Sunday night baseball due to the fact that they wanted everybody to be off and have the same amount of time for the break. So instead, they gain the only game on a Thursday night. And if it is, for people that are jonesing for sports, the only thing on TV, people will tune in.
True. Josh Rapp said, usually it only takes a couple minutes for the show to go off the rails, but today it didn't even start on the rails.
Two words, Josh Rapp.
Suck it.
Two words. Oh. You're welcome. Oh. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. So enjoy. Soak it up like a dry sponge on water. Who wants to talk about the Cardinals or golf? Although I would talk about golf.
I like how you... Who wants to... I would talk about that.
Well, you guys don't want to, and our listeners don't want to hear it, but it's a major this week.
You always say you guys don't want to, and that's not true.
You want to talk about golf?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tiger thinks the greens are pretty slow at Carnoustie this week, and it may cost him, although he really likes the fact that the entire course is really, I don't know if you saw it or not, but it's really burnt out.
Well, for Tiger, he needs to focus on the greens, obviously, because he hasn't been putting well, at least the last time I watched him play in a tournament. So it should be an area of concern.
He switched putters at the last tournament, and it worked
because
really
he wasn't
well
putting well, huh?
Yeah, it worked really well for him.
So he's not going with Nike anymore, right? Like, that Nike's over. That's
so
they
Nike's
have been
no
gone
longer
for a
in
while
the club
now.
Business.
Okay.
Yeah. They're only doing apparel.
So who is he with?
So his clubs
Callaway?
Are tailor-made.
Oh.
Yeah. The ball, I believe, is
Dunlop.
No, but it's a. But it's
do they
a,
make good golf balls? I'm like, they make tires. Who the hell would buy a?
Well, so Bridgestone makes one of the best golf balls out there.
Really?
Yeah. The number one is the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, and then Bridgestone and TaylorMade have decent kind of second and thirds, and then Srixon.
Yeah.
Is a really bad golf ball, but if guys pay a lot of money, if they get paid a lot of money, they're going to play it anyway. And I always wondered about that. You're playing a really garbage ball. You're getting money, but aren't you taking money out of your own pocket, having to play with it, trying to score and win tournaments?
I hate playing with garbage balls out of pocket.
I knew that was coming.
Whatever you said.
Well, we got golf out of the way.
No, but am I a hack because I play all Callaway?
No.
Like, I have Callaway.
Mickelson plays Callaway.
I have Callaway clubs, Callaway golf balls.
That's good.
And now I have an Odyssey putter.
Nothing wrong with that
either. I need to get re-gripped.
But those are all good brand names.
But I'm not like trying to. I had always wanted a set of Pings when I first started playing. Remember the old like from the
Ping Zings and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always wanted some of those. And then
the Ping Eye, and it had like almost like an eyeball in the back.
And it was kind of a weird shape, like on the toe. It kind of rounded. Came to a point. No, it came to a point.
Point on top, rounded on the bottom. But yeah.
I always wanted some of those, but they were too expensive. They were out of my price range, so I just went to Academy and got Callaways.
So it's a major this week. It's the British Open. I mentioned the fact that if you want to watch it, you got to get up at like 3:45 in the morning. But Tiger is playing, and ironically, he did his Tiger Jam recently in Vegas, where it's a whole charity weekend where he raises a lot of money for charity and does a concert and a big black tie event, and then he also does a clinic. And during the clinic, he allowed some questions, and he didn't hold back when people said, based on where you are in your career, is it weird that you're still intimidating other golfers on tour when you play? And he had an interesting response.
I can't control you. The only thing I can control is me. Now, if I do this more efficiently than you, if you get intimidated, that's your own issue.
Hey, language, Tiger.
So just a bit outside, someone had one of their phones going, maybe, catch a little video, and oops, before you know it, that gets
out.
It's
bad.
There. Yeah.
So who you got? And who you going with the favorite, Dustin Johnson?
I think
he's a 12-1 favorite.
If you saw some of the videos that are out there, literally the course is brown. They've let it get so.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the tour players took the golf ball and started bouncing it on the fairways to show, like, if they dropped it, it still got about, you know, 2-4 inches off the ground. But if they literally, like, threw it down on the ground a little bit, it could bounce up almost waist high. So it is rock hard fairways that are rolling out forever. And obviously, when you're the longest guy on tour in Dustin Johnson and you're accurate, it plays. And if the greens are slow, so that means they're holding a little bit, plays right into his game.
Yeah. So you're going with the favorite?
I didn't realize he's the favorite, but
yeah,
I was,
he's the 12-1. Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, 16-1, along with Justin Rose.
Fowler played really well last week, so I give him an outside shot. But if I'm gonna pick one guy, I'm gonna pick Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I would probably go with like McIlroy, but also I like Paul Casey.
It's not a bad pick.
Yeah, but he's 30-1 odds, but
it's a good payday if you win.
Yeah. So didn't he finish second not too long ago?
Yeah, he's had some good finishes.
Yeah.
The good story was Trevor Immelman, who is a broadcaster who works on the Golf Channel and covers he's going to cover the event anyway. He played in the Scottish Open last week just kind of to do something because he's already over the pond. And he finished in third. And he was close to where so you had to get to a certain point and only certain players would qualify for the Open this week. And it came down to one of the final guys on the course. And if they tied, that guy would go over Immelman based on their world rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy bogeyed like the 15th hole. And everybody's like, Immelman's in. And the dude ends up birdieing like 17. And Immelman's like, boop, 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 boop. Close but no cigar.
My bad.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So the British Open's going on. But look, we've got plenty going on that we can get to, but we always love to hear from you, the usual suspects. The HR&P listener line is wide open right now. That means you can text, you can call, or you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Now, since we talk something that Joel loves, next, Nick, we'll talk something that you love. So we'll talk eating. Is that not? No? All right.
Not nice.
Okay. That's my bad.
I'm a Bridgestone kind of guy. You're a hack for using Callaway.
you play with Bridgestone
balls?
Yeah,
I'm a Bridgestone.
No, he drives on the tires.
What kind of clubs do you have, Nick?
I have no clubs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm a hack, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll hack it out during the break and figure out what's going on. In the meantime, please join us and stay along for the ride. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. It's a Tuesday here on The Usual Suspects, which means Wednesday is Way Back Wednesday. That always gives us a whole lot of extra stuff to try and figure out between now and showtime tomorrow.
Yeah, every week I pick the topic.
Oh, you're so full of it. But you know what?
So this week it's up to Nick. I think we just throw it on Nick, make him do some producer work for a change, for once.
Let's do songs before the year 2008.
Just any songs?
Yep.
So do you want to do after 2000?
With no theme?
Yeah, generic. Because it's still, I mean, there's a bunch of songs we haven't used since we've changed the date, right?
We've been doing songs prior to 2000, so you want to do between 2000 and 2008?
I'm okay with that, too.
Well, I'm going to go back. Spice it up a little bit. I want to go back and use every song that I've ever used again. So I want to be able to use Q-Tip and several other songs. So
I have a feeling Joel hasn't listened to any music since 2000.
You're right. Again. God, I hate when you peg me like that all the time. It's so disappointing.
But do you listen to a lot of music?
Yeah.
Like in the car, do you listen to when
you run? Radio, so I scan all over. When I run, I have obviously, yeah, you've already busted my chops on the fact that I still use the iPod Shuffle, the small one. I do have playlists.
But do you listen to a lot of current stuff? Because I don't.
You probably listen to 106.9 The Point.
I don't, and that's I've much appreciated, Nick. So, well done.
What is 106.9? Is it like all the oldies?
It's like classic rock and...
Come on, baby!
No, it's not. Okay, it's not that bad.
Let's do the twist.
Jeez, here we go again.
Now, he acts like he's the only one that gets picked on this
For
show.
For the most part, I have a leader in the clubhouse.
Oh my God,
that's so not true. I got picked on.
How long have you and I both been picking on Nick? You are not the only one on this show that gets picked on.
But be honest, you listen to 106.9.
I don't, and not at all. And I will say this, the last full, and I'm going to say album, you guys are going to, you bought the record. No, I didn't. I bought it on iTunes. But the last Jay-Z album, I was very disappointed in. I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
The 444?
The 444. Okay. I was just not pleased.
Did you get that new Drake?
All.
Did you get that Scorpion when it dropped?
Kiki. That's the chick he talks to in the song that everybody's remaking. I have not gotten the new Drake.
Kiki. I was like, what? No. I don't actually listen to a lot of new music. Like when I'm driving around because I have XM Satellite, so I'm either usually listen to a book on audio or I'll listen to like 80s on 8, 90s on 9, Pop 2K, or like the old school, you know, 43, what is it now? It's called Rock the Bells Radio.
43?
Yeah.
I normally go between, what is it, 45 and 50.
Do you, yeah. See, I go 8, 9, 10, 43,
right.
47.
I do the same thing. Yep. Same thing.
And then, and that's really it. Or I'll pull up stuff on my phone and like some playlist that I have. But this one dude, man. So the other day I was on Instagram and our friend Jason, J. Roll the Barber out of Current Cuts,
yes,
had a picture of a dude named O-N-E. And he was cutting his hair and he was like, yo, it's O-N-E. He's a rapper or whatever. I was like, well, let's just see what O-N-E is about. Let's just see what one is about. Because I'm like, all right, it's going to be like a mumble rapper. Because that's pretty much all the rappers are nowadays, right? Like, there's no... Travis Scott, I guess, isn't technically considered a mumble rapper.
Kind of. I think he is a little bit.
But he's still... does the... What's that stuff with the voice? Auto-tune. And, yeah. All that stuff. So, just not my thing. So, I thought, all right, this is just going to be another Travis Scott type out of Houston, right? Because all the other stuff, like, I just feel like since Paul Wall, Chameleon Air, and all that, been on a downward slope in Houston rap. This dude, one, is old school. Like, he flows. He doesn't auto-tune anything. He doesn't mumble rap. He raps. It's kind of a throwback but newer school. He's really good, man. I'm pretty pumped about this album. He's got a couple of good songs in there too, so I'm going to try to work one into the show.
Cool.
I got to get a clean one though, cuz I hit up J-Ro and I was like, "Yo, who is this O-N-E dude or one who is this one cat? He was like, yeah, that's the dude. He just gets his hair. I was like, yo, I need his album. Because I was just listening to him flow on Instagram. It's really good.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're not listening to many current artists right now. Because as a producer, producing your own beats, you don't want to copy anybody else. So you don't want to be. You don't want to stray from the straight and narrow when you're trying to edumacate people with good tunes.
No, and I usually still, like, when I mess around, I'm still, like, old school. Like, when I started making music, it was, like, hip-hop. I was big into East Coast hip-hop. I was really big into the East Coast style. So that's kind of when I make stuff, that's the kind of stuff that I make. It's kind of old school, golden era beats. So I'm not good, like, with trap music and stuff. I can't do that.
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the real creators of the auto-tune are Peter Frampton and then Roger Troutman.
True. That's true.
Peter Frampton and Roger Troutman. Peter Frampton will be on 106.9, Nick, I'm sure. But both those guys were like auto-tune before auto-tune using the voice synthesizer.
Yeah, that is very true, man. I remember now, because I do a lot of sampling, because that was kind of that style back then.
I like that.
Was a lot of sampling. And then he screwed it up for everybody. Because people were sampling music, and they were getting their samples cleared and stuff like that, but it wasn't a big deal. And then Puff Daddy started sampling just everybody. He didn't care. He was like, you know, he always used to say, take that, take. He used to take that and take that and take that. He took all the samples, made all this money, and everybody's like, yo, we got to get paid too.
Right.
And so that kind of ruined it. And that's when music like trap music started to evolve, because it was too expensive to sample a lot of music for your album and, you know, record by record, which always confused me, by the way. People call a song a record. And always mess with
they
my
do.
Head.
Especially in the music industry.
Yeah, it's a record and then you have an album. That always messed me up, because I always thought of a record as an actual
album.
Disc record.
Right. Or, or
that's
that.
Why I had to even clarify when I said album, but records worse.
Yeah. But so then, like, you know, because of that, because I remember I had a buddy that knew Juvenile. Do you know who Juvenile is?
Indeed.
Yeah, I had a buddy that knew Juvenile, and I was sending him some music, and word got back. He goes, yeah, I like the music, but it's too sample heavy. That's just that I don't want to pay for all that. And so I was like, okay. So that's how kind of music started evolving. And that's where we got trap music from, because they don't sample anything. They just play like three chords and put it over an 808, and that's trap music. Sad. These kids today, just rappity rap rap. I feel old now, bitching about rap music. That's what old people do now. Bitch about rap music.
Get off my lawn.
That's your Clint Eastwood?
I could do more.
Do it.
Go ahead. You're looking at a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in America. You have one question, punk. Do I feel lucky? Go ahead. Make my day.
That's not bad. I thought it was, do you feel lucky?
Again, don't catch me lying.
I hate you.
I set you up for that one. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Just getting started, and always love you to be along for the ride. 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We do have a plan. Sometimes we follow it, sometimes we don't. It's the beauty of the show. As we just continue to roll, and we always appreciate your participation. And with that, we get texts, we get tweets, and of course, we get the occasional phone call. And Barry, we opened up a can. Brad wants to talk a little rap music, so let's get him in here. Brad, what's up?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you guys are talking about mumble rappers. You know, one guy that I really like right now, I don't consider a mumble rapper, is Kendrick Lamar. I mean, I don't know if you guys have checked any of his stuff out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
But, I mean,
he cares about his lyrics.
He's one of the few guys left that's not kind of mumble rap, trap music style rapper.
Yeah, and I mean, he just won a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, the dude's a genius. He is like a poet.
He did?
Did he really?
And I mean, I'm 56 years old, and I like it. So,
is that a fact?
I didn't realize he won a P- Pulitzer Prize.
Wasn't Chance the Rapper out for some?
That's wild, dude. Thanks for that info, Brad. I didn't know that, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar is legit.
Kendrick Lamar, and he cleaned up on the last couple of award shows. And then what about, but I thought Chance the Rapper was up for some more humanitarian type awards as well.
Might have. I mean, he was pretty hot, I want to say 2015, 16.
Like two, I thought it was at least like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Jose's a big fan. He's got the hat.
Of Chance the Rapper?
Yeah, with the three on it.
Yeah. Mm. Wasn't he like, didn't he start off in the church? Like,
I think so. He's from Chicago.
Church rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good. I mean, what else? I don't know. That was an awkward pregnant pause there.
I mean, you don't have to always fill the space with words, right?
Okay.
You can just transition. Would you be like Fred? 713-780.
Here's the thing.
That's the trick that he told me. He's like, if you get in like to a, just you throw out the number, which we don't do enough, I don't think. Is that why we don't get a lot of calls? Now, I do know that we're very heavy into the text line more than probably any show.
And Twitter.
But I think Fred AJ stay pretty heavy into the Twitters. I think we're probably pretty close in that department. But I think we're the leaders in the clubhouse when it comes to the text line.
Right. And we're not a call dependent show, but we try to take.
If we gave the number out more, do you think we would get more calls?
Yeah, for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Don't give the number out.
713-780-7975-445. I mean, yeah, I think if you mention it more, but if you mention it more along with the topic, yeah, sure. People.
When I did that reminded me of, did we ever play that auction rap on this show? Have you ever heard that?
We did.
Oh my God, that's the best.
We did.
The auction rap is like up there with that Dabke. Were you surprised that I knew what Dabke was?
I was shocked.
Joel, do you know what Dabke is?
It's a slab.
No, it's not a slab. Oh. I don't know where I saw this. I saw it on Facebook. And if you don't know what Dabke is, I need to find the link to this video. This will get you so hyped. They usually do it at weddings, apparently. And Nick, you just jump in and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this.
Weddings. It didn't have to be weddings, but but you're right.
Traditionally, it's like Dabke is a Lebanese dance, right?
Correct.
But so it's kind of like the Lebanese version of when white people do the hokey pokey or some sort of line dance. Yeah. Wish we know what that means now. Black folks do the electric slide and the Harlem shuffle at their weddings. White folks do the Cotton Eye Joe, the what's that?
Chicken dance.
And the hokey pokey. And then,
so not true.
No, it's totally true.
When I was DJing,
I'm sorry, I hate to inform you, Nick, I'm white, and they'll have
the Cupid Shuffle. No, throw that in there.
That's a crossover. Yes, well, that's the mixed baby of racial.
I would
dances.
Say the electric slide before the Cupid Shuffle.
White people?
Yeah.
No,
I think so.
No. Black folks do electric slide, Harlem shuffle, and the Cupid shuffle. White folks do all the other stuff, plus you're right, the Cupid shuffle. They'll do that too. They like that line dance. And they'll do the achy breaky and the Macarena. And that, but this Dabke is the Lebanese version of that, right? Basically. And it is so badass. First of all, the beat is ridiculous. It gets you like super hyped. And then like this video that I'm watching, it's this old man, and it's kind of reminds me of, you ever watch the Russian dancers when they go down like squatting and they kick their legs out? Joel, you ever seen that?
Didn't Putin do that yesterday?
No, I don't believe he did.
Oh, he just got down and spread his legs. Oh.
But you've never seen that?
No, I've not. Mm. Oh yeah, I can. Yeah.
He wasn't even paying attention. He was.
No, I was. It's like.
But it's kind of like that.
It's like you're talking about like do the Dream of Genie thing with their arms folded.
Yes. And then they go down and squat.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except all these dudes are kind of in a row. And what's the Nick? Do you know the significance of the thing that they twirl with their hand?
I don't really.
What is it?
I have no idea what it is. Some of them use a towel. It's kind of like the Petey Pablo, take your shirt off, twist it around your head like a helicopter kind of thing. Or like, you know, terrible towels?
Yeah.
or the Aggies 12th man when they do the towels. It's kind of like that, right, Nick? Like they're just
it is like that. Yeah, I have a really good family friend that does this like consistently.
But sometimes they use like it looks like rosary beads, which I know it's not.
I can't. See.
But it looks like beads that they're doing as right. well.
Yeah.
Because some of it, it's depending dope, on though, who's man. Celebrating
it is so
what,
badass.
Some weddings don't think you have to sit in a chair and everybody holds you up in a chair.
I think that's,
and do that. Is that Greek?
I don't believe that's the yeah. Greek wedding.
I don't know either. I don't think it's. I don't know.
They break plates.
No, is that the Greeks that break plates?
It's possible, what but I know it, in certain it, weddings you the, have to break plates.
Is it a Jewish wedding where they do?
I was going to say, it's either Greek or Jewish that you do the chair up above, and then and man, I'm not
better
sure.
Hope you don't get a yeah. fat bride.
Yeah, yeah, actually, I was just watching. Trouble. I was actually just watching a movie with the, and there was in the Jewish movie they did do that.
Be like, why do you? Why
a
did
Jewish
you
wedding? Go, they did do the chair thing.
Be like, this wedding is so expensive. Why? Well, we had to rent a cherry picker. Why? Well, because we got to lift the bride up in her chair, and she weighs 350 pounds. We don't have enough strong men to lift her up.
That's terrible.
We gotta get boop, boop, boop.
God.
It's time to lift the bride up.
That's so wrong.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular. This is
yes,
a,
you are.
This is a pretend
Who are you talking
fat
about?
Bride. A pretend fat bride. That's it. Then you got to get the garter off. You got to tie it to a truck like you're pulling a stump out of the ground.
You're on your own, Chief. You just keep going.
All right. I'll stop now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And we'll be cut. Boy, this thing is snug. You like, need a hand with the garter. Somebody help me. Got to get some WD-40.
Oh, God.
All right. I'll stop.
Is like removing a stump?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. It's like, you ever done that where you cut down a tree and then tie a chain to your truck, yeah. pull it out? Yeah. Same thing.
Is it? Is it really?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. El Jefe said J. Cole better than any other rapper. I will be honest. I don't think I've ever listened to a J. Cole song.
Yeah. He's got lyrics. He's not a guy that just. He puts effort into his lyrics for sure. He's another one.
Yeah. I just told Manny to stay in his lane because we didn't ask for suggestions.
Would be nice.
Come on, that's the way El Jefe and I get along. It's fine.
Yeah, I guess. Blake said all rap music sucks.
If you're not a rap music fan, that's
then
fine.
Then there's that. There's 106.9 The Point, too, if you're interested.
Have fun.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Greta Van Fleet, like Barry likes.
Hey.
What? I'm just
nothing
saying.
Wrong with Greta Van Fleet.
Nothing wrong with it. I didn't
that
say
guy, you know what that guy would have said to that?
Who?
The guy that just made that comment?
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone, I like her on Fox News or CNN.
She Greta Van Susten.
Yeah, she's no, sharp.
Not that. Oh. That's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That guy would say that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go, I'd like to hear some Skinner, though. Leonard Skinner, that I can jam. That guy. It's a band, buddy. Get that straight right now.
I one time I met Steely Dan. He's a good dude. Nope.
No, although since one of the two main guys died, it is actually just one
is it
guy
down
now.
To one guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to was it Steely or Dan that died?
See, that's the thing. It's Donald Fagen and the other guy who passed away.
Well, where the hell did Steely and Dan come from?
I don't. I'm sure that there's a Behind the Music on VH1 you
figure,
can catch if you need to.
One dude was Steely and one dude was Dan, just like Hall and Oates, right? There's a Hall and there's a Oates.
But it doesn't always work that way. Oh. Just like Jethro Tull.
Yeah, which one is Jethro?
No, it's just one flute player, I think.
Is it?
That's the other thing that always screwed me up. I thought Jethro Tull was like this heavy metal band, and it's a flute player.
Is it? It's not?
No.
A
Renato went and saw him at the...
Are you serious?
In Sugarland. And
I'm pretty sure Jethro Tull...
Look it up. Jethro Tull is mainly like flute playing and...
No way.
It's not like classical.
It's a rock band. Oh my God, it is a flute guy.
See?
Who would... Granado went and watched a dude play the flute?
Yeah.
Is yeah, that, I don't know why he would.
Oh
but.
My God. What is... You talk about being old now. Going and watching a dude sit on stage play the flute?
I mean, if you're drinking, it might be
enjoyable.
Welcome
to Come old on, age, Nick. Granado.
It probably isn't. You're right.
Well,
I don't know why I said
Barry
that.
As Barry said, it's Kenny G. Because
but
plays
why
the
does
flute.
He like it? Maybe there's some sort of... Maybe it's a...
Kenny G's a flute player.
I bet the thing. Concert starts at like 4:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. It's done by 7 so you can get home in time for supper and bed.
Only person I have ever in my life...
Jethro Tull.
...heard on stage pull something like that. Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, I was going to say Barry Manilow.
Huey Lewis in the News was doing some like corporate charity dinner, black tie function or something like that, and we had a table at it. We were there. And he was jamming out and everything like that. And you know, everybody was expecting all these encores and everything like that. And he just went, okay, guys, it's getting to be about that time. It's about after 9, and normally that's about the time that I go to bed. So appreciate you guys all being with us, and take care. We'll see you down the road. And walked off stage, and everybody's like cheering and Huey chanting. He's coming back out. No, he went to bed. He called it.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's it. Good night, Houston. See you next year.
I gotta go take out my teeth. And that's it.
Well, then his voice checked out on him. Now he can't even do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's got some rare disease now where he can't sing anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's something where it starts with, he said something about what he hears, and then when he starts to sing it, something goes completely wrong. He had to cancel his tour this year.
So he can't hear the pitch or the tune or anything like that?
Just,
wow.
And they're hoping that there's some things, I guess, with his diet and other things they can change to maybe get it back. But for now, he's done.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's a moneymaker.
I mean, not for us. But,
all right.
Yeah,
he's happy to be stuck with you. All right, before we get going any further, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a great job here, locally owned and operated company, here to help you with all your energy needs. I switched over about a year ago. I've saved hundreds of dollars a month in the months of July and August when it gets the hottest and you're using the air conditioning the most, like right now. He saves me a ton of money. I got a great rate. I got locked in with a good contract, and you can do the same thing. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can log on to infuseenergy.com and check out what they're all about. But if you call, you'll get a live person on the phone, not an automated system. They'll walk you through and ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to identify when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, what's the best rate and plan for you, whether it be for business or for personal in your family. They'll take care of you 100% of the time. That means sometimes they'll lose your business for cheaper competition, but like a trusted friend, they're going to be upfront and say, hey, there's another company out there that can beat our rates. If you're interested, here's where you got to go. That's because they always want you to know if you need someone that you can trust and you can go to, maybe it's not now, maybe it's later on down the road, they are always going to be here for you. They're not here to screw you over to make a buck. They're here to build a relationship, and that's what makes it a great fit. They're 100% green energy also, so you sign up and get a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That decreases your carbon footprint, and just another great reason why you should check out Infuse Energy. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, first hour, three-hour extravaganza, big show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, we'll be joined by the Sports Mappers, 94.1.
Everyone is texting and tweeting us their current rappers we should, quote, check out.
Not a shocker.
No, but that's part of what
cool.
We like that, yeah.
A lot of them I've never heard of.
I'm probably going to be right there with you, but you can spit out a few of them and see.
Jeremy on the stream said, if y'all don't know Hobson, check him out. He throws down some deep lyrics. No idea.
I just heard him through an interview first. So I never really listened to his music.
Somebody threw out Post Malone, which always makes me just think of
Moses.
Yeah.
He's a singer, rapper.
I'm like, eh.
Type of guy.
Nick threw out Lil Big Town.
Didn't?
What?
Oh, that's a country group.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't somebody say...
Town, not Lil Big Town.
I forget where I heard this, but I heard someone mention the fact that someone met Post Malone and threw up because he stunk so bad.
Really?
It was after a show or something like that, and they had like a VIP pass, and they got to take a picture with him, and it was so bad, it made her nauseous, and she threw up.
Damn.
Yeah. Like,
that's pretty serious.
How about mixing a bath? Post Malone. Is this Post Malone?
This is like one of his later.
Is it Clean?
I think it got released. No, but I know when it gets dirty, though.
Okay.
I know this song.
I mean, he's not clean. Why would his music be?
And the whole tattoos on the face. I don't know. I don't know why that's becoming a trend.
It's starting to get a bigger thing.
He's another one of the tattoos on the face.
I feel like that's a... Yeah, see, this does nothing for me.
It's okay.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Sounds like he's more of a singer than a rapper.
Yeah, he's like a singer-rapper.
Yeah.
And somebody got really upset with me, and they were like, well, at least trap music is original. How hard is it to steal a sample and throw a beat on it?
It's not like that in all trap music.
I mean, I'm sorry to inform you, but that's the whole basis of hip-hop, sir and or madam. If you don't recall your hip-hop history, it started where a guy had two record players and two of the same record, and he would wait until the singer stopped singing, a.k.a. the break, and he would play the break back and forth, and a guy at the party would grab the microphone and talk over it. So, yeah, all hip-hop started from sampling, dude. Sorry to inform you.
I thought you were going a different direction, but dude,
yeah, well,
finished it well. Oh, I got it. We all get the hate. I got hate because I tweeted.
No, I'm just saying, like, don't. I get what you're saying. Like, it is easier to sample, but it also depends on how creative you are with the samples. Like, you can just, yeah, you could take four bars and put it over a drum beat and go, okay, that's it. But most people don't do that anymore. They switch up the samples and change the tempo. They'll change the order that this, they'll chop up the sample and change the order. So it's a lot more to it than that. But dude, that's the origins of hip hop. So if you're gonna hate on sampling, you might as well just stop listening to rap.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're gonna get criticized on everything we do.
Get me started.
I like that he's getting angry. That's all. I just want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And normally, the good thing is, because I got into it with someone on Twitter today who took a shot at me first, then took a shot at all three of us, in essence, because of the fact that I had said LeVar Ball came out again and said that he could in his prime he would have taken LeBron James. So I tweeted and I said, look, I get tired of the shtick and I know exactly why he's doing it. But the bottom line is, first he was talking about MJ and Barkley. Now he's talking about LeBron James. In his prime, if that happened in his prime, wouldn't he have been an NBA player? Wouldn't he have been one of the hottest things going that people were talking about? Yep. Or wouldn't he have been like 5 years old in peewee ball, because that's the only time it could have happened? And some guy calls up, bitch, wouldn't say that to his face. Oh, of course I would. I absolutely would. I would go right to him and say, do you really think that? I mean, really, honestly, at what age? And I would have questioned him. And the guy's like, no, you wouldn't. I go, yeah, I would. And he goes, and by the way, because I just started explaining to him, this is what we do. We create dialogue. And unlike Skip Bayless, our opinions are normally, if we're passionate about it, especially, it's because they're our own. We're not forcing it and picking an opinion that's just going to piss everybody off. And he said, well, I thought that you guys on your show a couple times crossed the line. And I go, I'm all ears.
Cross the line about what?
Yeah, tell me exactly what you think that might be, where we crossed the line.
That's the last time we're going to be accused of that.
Exactly. But he said, I thought some of the comments you guys made about how he was handling his sons were out of line, especially when they went overseas to play. I wanted to call in to discuss it, but it doesn't always work out where I could. Some comments about Lonzo needing to cut him off was also out of line in my opinion. Okay, I'm like, well, I don't That's recall those specifically, but I'm like, this is exactly why we do what we do, because it creates dialogue and discussion and back and forth, and it's the beauty of doing sports radio.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion. If you didn't like it, I don't know what to tell you.
LeVar Ball.
You like LeVar Ball, so your opinion is rendered invalid anyways.
I saw
LeVar Ball.
Bobby Beats had a picture with LeVar Ball. Was he in Houston?
He was here at TSU. Oh, okay. He did his little whatever he's called.
Oh, yeah,
that
we
junior
talked about
league.
That. We talked
yeah,
about
he, that. He's doing that little junior league, and Bobby Beats did an interview, I think, and also took a picture with him.
Well, so cool. Pat said, Barry, that Post Malone story was a hoax. Well, not if you look at him. He looks like he stinks.
Yeah, he really kind of does.
And I feel like the whole face tattoo thing is just like guys are like, well, I want to be famous, and I want to be a rapper, and I feel like if I get a face tattoo, I'm all in. I'm pushing all the chips into the middle of the table, because you're not going to get a corporate job with a 69 above your forehead or on your forehead.
Yeah,
they
always try to look like incredibly different. The hairstyles are completely different. You see a lot of rappers with colorful hair.
Is it fair to say Tyson was the first face tattoo that started everybody kind of taking notice of that movement?
He might. I would argue that he was probably like a pioneer because he's a famous person that did it. But I'm pretty sure it existed before he did it.
Because now you think about it, and then that kind of spiraled into the Hangover sequel when he got the face tattoo because Mike Tyson was in the movie.
Yeah.
But the face. Look, I know the teardrops by the eye, and but I'm talking about like big facial tattoos.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you saw this story that I was telling Barry about during the break, Nick, there was a big story here in Houston about a serial killer, and they put the guy's photo out last night. And if you're, like, trying to go incognito and you're on the run, probably a bad look when both sides of your neck are tatted up and you're going bald and you have tattoos all over your head.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first signal that, you know, you look like that guy. And I don't think many people have those kind of marks on them.
Yeah, it's totally true. That's why you see all these tattoo removal services that have become prevalent now.
Yeah.
It's a legit market now.
Uh-oh. Is this the guy that got into it with you, Donald?
With me?
No, with Joel. Because we've got Eric on that wants to talk Texans.
Yeah.
And Donald wants to talk LeVar Ball.
We could take an hour after the break. It's up to you guys.
Genuinely possible. We welcome that.
Let's take Eric's call now, and then we'll take Donald's after the break since Eric's been holding longer.
Cool.
Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think a couple of weeks ago, y'all were discussing the Texans, you know, they should go back to the older uniform. What's the possibility of that happening? And then, you know, getting the name, the Oilers, and didn't rap start with square dancing? Take your partner, do-si-do. Come on, baby. Go, go, go.
Lost me there. I thought Neil Diamond was the first white rapper, but, you know, if you want to go that route.
No, rap music. Said that. Rap music.
Trolling. The first part is a legit question. The second part
No, it's not, because we've never discussed the Oilers jerseys.
No, we did.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Absolutely.
Was I out?
No, you were talking about it too.
We said that
when was that?
Ideally the Oilers colors and the name and everything should still be here, because we said in Tennessee it's a travesty that you walk into a Titans game and Earl Campbell's number is hanging there.
But I don't think I talked about, I mean, we may have mentioned it'd be nice to get the logo and stuff back, or the colors.
The colors you were talking about,
but I mean I feel like that question was just so he could bring up the square dancing. I don't think he really cares about the logo or the colors of the Oilers coming back or not. I think it was just so he could make the point that square dancing was the original hip hop, which is that's ridiculous. El Jefe seems to think that you're a Tekashi 69 fan, producer Nick.
No, but I am. I do think it's. I think it's. Personality is interesting. It's funny.
That's the dude that's got like the Skittles for teeth,
the way he talks,
and the tattoos on his face that got arrested for strangling someone in the Galleria.
In the Galleria, yeah.
Yeah.
John said, get your hip hop lessons right now on ESPN 97.5 with our very own MC Search. Shut up, John. What are you listening for? Go do some work, John. Stop listening. Get some work done. All right, I'm done talking hip hop for the day. I don't want to talk to these fools no more.
We got way back Wednesday to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. It's possible.
Real quick, before we go to break, we were talking weddings, and a couple of folks said, where'd it go? Do they play cornhole at gay weddings? That was OU Mike.
Shocker, that was OU Mike.
Somebody said, I just watched a Dabke video. I'm not hyped. Well, you're dumb. Then I tweeted it
That's
out.
That's why I was shocked that you knew
just
about
firing
it.
Firing bullets today.
I tweeted out the video to the Dabke. So if you go to @BarryIsFunny, tell me that doesn't get you hyped. That old man dropping it like it's hot. Come on now, it's hype. You don't know what you're talking about, Texter. You're wrong, sir. You're very wrong. And somebody said the Jewish weddings, they stomp the glass and raise the chair. The people in the chair. Uh-huh. It's the Greek weddings where they break plates.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't know if that was.
We don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah,
we appreciate
I don't know
you chiming in.
Yeah. So all right, there you go.
Well, there you go. That's hour number one. Still 2 hours to go in the big show, so don't go anywhere. We'll come back. Donald, we got you first, so don't worry about it. LeVar Ball, front and center, as we open up hour number two right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.